Welcome to Lectio. Thank you so much for joining me in this time of prayer with God in this scripture prayer. As usual, when we do Lectio, make sure you are in a comfortable position, place, space, that you can let go of the particular anxieties and stress that are going on in your life at this moment. You can be in a spot to set them aside, that if you can even let them not hold them within your body, that would be great too. So take some big breaths, let stuff go, move around, and then just relax into this place where everything is just, we're going to focus on God. He's already here. He's always here. He's just waiting for us to notice. And so in these next few minutes, we're just going to listen to him and notice him and be with him. And the rest of your life can just wait for a little bit as you're with God. Our scripture today is going to be from Psalm 90, verses 12 to 17. Holy Spirit, Father God, Jesus, thank you so much that you are in us and through us, around us, behind us, surrounding us, that we never go anywhere, we never think any thought, we never breathe any breath, that you're not in it sustaining us. And thank you for these moments when that you've called us to set aside everything that's going on in our day and in our life, that we can really focus on you. Just ask that you make us hyper aware of your voice, of your presence, and that these moments will be transforming for us, that we will become more like you. Amen. All right, I'm going to read the scripture three times for Lectio, and the first time I read it, in the quiet afterwards, notice if there's any word or phrase that jumps out at you. That's all you need to do, is just notice the word or phrase. It's not about trying to analyze what that word or phrase is, or the Hebrew or the Greek or how it fits in the passage. This is God's word for us, and it's his word for you. And the word he has for you will be different than the word he has for somebody else. It's not that his scripture's different, it's that he's using it to impact you in a way different, because your life is different than somebody else's. So this is the beginning of the conversation he's going to have with you. So notice a word or a phrase that jumps out at you or that captures your attention. Psalm 90, 12 to 17. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Thank you.
I'm going to read the scripture a second time, and this time in the quiet after, notice how it connects to your life. Again, not thoughts that you have about it, but there's something about this phrase that God has brought to you that meshes with your specific life. And sometimes it just jumps out at you and you know how that connects to your life. And sometimes you don't know. And so this during this quiet time, listen for God to show you how it connects to your life. Again, this is a listening prayer, so it's listening for God to make those connections. It's not up to you to force the fit. And this is about listening to God. So if he's not saying anything, don't worry about it. Just be in his presence. But there may be a connection. We're assuming there's a connection between the phrase that you notice and your life. So here you go, Psalm 90, 12 to 17. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time during the quiet, listen for an invitation from God. He always invites, he never forces. He has something he's inviting you to, some way to be transformed, some new softening in your life. Most likely it's an invitation of something to be, not something to do. It's easier to do things for God than it is to become more like him. And so most of the time his invitations for us are to become more like him in some way. So notice an invitation. And know that you certainly have the freedom with God to not grab onto that invitation with celebration. You know, you can say, hey, I'm not sure. You can delay. You can accept. You can deny. You can say yes or no. But God is inviting you. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of our Lord rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Now it's time, the noticing, connecting, and inviting is done, and it's time to just rest in God's company. Thank you. gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room. Moving from your inner experience with God to your outer experience, knowing that you're still with God. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about your conversation with Him during this Lectio, or during the past week, or which you some written prayers. Know that when you leave this time of Lectio, you're not leaving God. You didn't welcome Him to this moment like He wasn't already here. You welcomed Him to this moment because you became aware of the presence of Him that was already around you. And so when Lectio's done, He's still with you. You just have to pause for a moment and turn towards Him and notice that He's still there, still waiting to talk to you, still loving you, still inviting you to be with Him, to recognize that you are always with Him. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God, knowing that He always goes with you.